You're listening to SBS News.
It's another blow for international students planning to study abroad and Australian universities who rely heavily on their income. The federal government is pressing pause on the reopening of Australia's borders to international skilled and student cohorts by another 2 weeks. The decision came in the wake of the World Health Organization's global alert about the new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Data from the Department of Education, Skills and Employment earlier this year shows that universities across Australia have already experienced a steep decline in the number of enrolments and course commencements in 2021. University Australia's Chief Executive, Katrina Jackson, says it's a concern.
Look, the number that really worries me is the 40% decline in commencements. So that's not students already in the system. That's students who would be starting, so first year, first in. Obviously, that is very much a product of us having closed borders and students deferring their studies.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Australia was once the third most popular education destination in the world, with the education sector contributing $37.6 billion to the economy. After nearly 2 years of border closures, however, the sector's revenue has dropped to $26.7 billion. Divish Ashish Gupta has been a commerce student at the University of Western Australia since July last year. Even though he's contributing to the country's economy, he's never actually been able to step onto Australian soil or physically enter the university.
Not being able to set foot there, even after completing 1 year of my education, is a real heartbreak. I feel left out, and I feel that the government should do a little more to bring us back. And we are ready to comply with all the precautions and all their requirements, all their health requirements, but still they do not wish to bring us back. So it's heartbreaking. Yes, it's heartbreaking. It's sad.
Mr. Gupta spoke to SBS from his home in Mumbai, India. He had been due to finally arrive in Australia this weekend when the federal government announced they would be pushing back the arrival of international students.
I was supposed to arrive in Australia, Melbourne, on the 3rd of December. And I was going to come down to Melbourne, but again, the flights have been delayed again. I've already paid $2,500 for my one-way ticket to Melbourne. And that does not include anything other than just my flight seat. And I worry that I'll have to pay another hefty sum for hotel quarantine, maybe. Or also, I further wonder that the border opening might get delayed.
While he's determined to continue studying in Australia after completing part of the course online, Mr. Gupta says that many international students are reconsidering their plans to study here due to the country's harsh stance and often fickle border rules. Badri Ariel is the Director of Expert Education, a Sydney-based company that specialises in attracting international students to Australia. He says that many of these students have already given up on studying down under.
We do work with many countries around the world. But India, when I look at India, around 60% of students supposed to come to Australia, they're going to UK or Canada or US. We've been working this industry for quite some time. And last 2 years, we have suffered a lot.
Sakawat Ali is one of those students who chose to study elsewhere. He was a student at Sydney's Macquarie University when in March 2020, he returned to his home in Pakistan for a family emergency. On his way back to Sydney, Mr. Ali was at an international airport in Pakistan about to board a flight when he heard that Australia was closing its borders to all non-citizens and non-residents. These are Sakawat's words, but not his voice.
I missed that by 9 hours. My flight was meant to land on the 21st of March early morning. For 1 year after that, I waited for Australia to reopen its borders to international students. I deferred my course twice.
But in March 2021, Mr. Ali gave up and went to the UK instead. He's now studying there as a student at the University of Bradford. And he says he's not alone.
There are 5 students I live with in Bradford who all went through similar experiences. In fact, I know at least 25 students who were studying in Australia who could not return due to border rules, so they went to other countries.
Katrina Jackson says that other places such as the US, the UK and Canada are taking advantage of Australia's hardline border policies.
Look, I think the government is aware of the fact that international education is very competitive and that competing nations like the US, the UK and Canada are taking advantage of this moment in time. Their borders are not shut. We know that numbers in the UK have gone up. It's impossible for us to tell whether that's directly a drain from Australia but certainly we are certainly aware and alert to it. We are doing everything we can to make sure government right across the board is aware and alert to it, and I think they are. And it's certainly a matter that Australia as a nation needs to address.
Badri Ariel says that Australia could respond without slamming its borders shut so quickly.
This kind of variant will come time to time. That we already expect. But locking the border is not the solution. So we need to have proactive approach on this one and timely manner in terms of, you know, planning this kind of scenario. So, of course, you know, there's a lot of disruption going on at the moment.
Katrina Jackson again.
Of course, there's an irony in the fact that it's harder to get here and we're more vaccinated. Australia has chosen a method of closing borders to control COVID, and that's been driven by medical advice. As universities, we have to back medical expertise. I mean, many of the students coming in from overseas are studying to be scientists, are studying to be doctors, are studying to be people who believe in evidence and facts. So we have to stand behind the evidence that, that has backed that approach. We are hoping very much, and we are fairly confident that it is just a two-week delay. So we just ask you to hold on a little longer.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.